And I'm delighted to say I'm joined in the studio today by Anne Goldstein from Rust Hall Community Cinema. Welcome, Anne.
Hello. Officially. It's just great to be here.
So tell me about Rust Hall Community Cinema. You've given me a delightful leaflet.
I've just brought in our beautiful new brochures for our autumn-winter season 2021 to 2022. Some of you, I hope, will have got these through your doors.
I was going to ask you where they get these from, because they're great. And it is a really packed schedule, isn't it? You've got some great movies coming up.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
So it's all kicking off on the 20th, so that's the very first movie since all the awful lockdown and everything happened, I guess, is it?
We have had films before.
Oh, yes, good. You've managed to keep going a little bit.
We have slowly been getting back into our community cinema vibe, mm-hmm, and building up our audiences.
Mm, good. Yeah. So tell me, first of all, then, when did it all start? How did it all begin?
Well, this all started... Well, our first film was 28th of May 2016. It was an initiative from the amazing organiser, Eugene Gardner, who's also very modest, so you won't be happy that I've mentioned it. But he went around looking at other community cinemas with someone called Ronnie Williams. And they visited various community cinemas to see how they were done. There were lots of... There was a lot of asking around in the community about what they would like from a community cinema, and the result was Rust Hall Community Cinema, which people say is more of a party than a cinema.
Oh, that sounds fun. Yes. So, how many people run it? How big is the organisation? How many people have to run this?
Well, we're a charity, so we are run by volunteers, our amazing volunteers. We've got about 37 volunteers at the moment, but just to put on a film every fortnight requires about 17 volunteers doing a range of jobs, you know, whether it's putting the chairs out, projectionist role, baking, helping at Rosemary's Pantry, where we sell wine and Ooh. Tea and coffee and linked cakes Ooh. As well.
So people go all munch and enjoy a nice little tipple while they're watching the movie.
Absolutely. So this Saturday we've got Philomena. Mm. Doors open at 7 o'clock. And we're promised a chocolate Guinness cake.
Oh, I say.
to link with the Irish theme. So
how does it all work then? So you manage to get a film. Where do you get the films from? How's that arranged?
Well, this is what makes us distinctive from other cinema clubs, because the films that we choose are chosen democratically. They're chosen by the community. So our strapline is films we all choose, watch and then discuss
and
together.
Would these be members of the club, or are they just generally people within the community?
They're generally, you know, the final decision is made by people in the whole community.
So do you do like a leaflet drop, or do you have something where do you ask them?
Well, we have a leaflet drop, but we also email people. Okay. We just get the word out there. Please send us names of films that you would like to see. And we have various levels of voting where we get to our final program, and it always is splendid. We have such a mixture of films. There's something for everyone.
And so then to show a film, you have to pay to show the film.
That's right. So films do come with licenses as well. And it depends what film you're showing, how expensive the film is.
So that comes into the choice of film, does it?
Sometimes, rarely, there are films that people vote for and we can't see.
It's too expensive.
Because of the licence.
Do they get cheaper as they get older? A bit like when you rent a video or in the olden days.
Sometimes, although it may not necessarily be true, but I would say sometimes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So there are costs involved. You've got to run the thing.
Yes.
So how much do you have to become a member to watch the movie?
No, there is a membership which lets you get into the films free, which is fabulous, but it's just £5 a film for anyone who comes along,
whether you're a member or not.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a very good deal.
That's very good. Yes. And does that include the cake?
Well, I'm afraid we have to pay. Yes, you have to pay a little extra for a cake and for wine. But that's how we get our money.
Of course.
Because it isn't cheap running a community cinema.
No, no.
And if you have such great equipment as we do, you know, sometimes things can break. So we like to have a bit of money in the pot as well.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to listen to a quick song, and then I'm going to ask you about the chairs. Are they comfy? That kind of thing. Okay. So we're going to listen
of course they're comfy. What a cheek.
Well, you know, sit on a, you know, do you bring your own cushions, that kind
no.
of thing. Okay, we're going to listen to, we'll listen to Anne-Marie and 2002, and then we'll get back and we'll carry on chatting about
right.
it.
I will always remember. Love, love, love.
So that is Anne-Marie and 2002 playing for you this morning. And we're going back to chat to Anne Gelstein about the Rustall Community Cinema. So before we go into the break, Anne, we were talking about seats
yes.
and how comfy they are. Do we need to bring our own cushions?
No. Our seats are very comfortable. I mean, we're always upgrading our cinema and making it a better experience for people. And comfortable seats was one of the upgrades.
So, and where is the cinema?
It's in Sunnyside Hall in Rusthall Road. So very accessible.
Mm-hmm. And so going back to the seats, yes, because yeah. movies are very long now, aren't they? You know, three hours is kind of the norm. I find I get uncomfortable in the softer seats. Yeah, like when we were talking off air then, your bottom gets thinner as you get older. but
I
not in all cases.
Yeah, I won't comment on that.
So, okay, accessibility.
Yes.
What about disabled and very elderly
yes.
people?
Yes, yeah, I mean, we pride ourselves on that. We also have an induction loop for the hard of hearing. And if people can't get to the cinema, we can give lifts. So we're very aware of the need for disability access.
Well, that's very kind. Is there a distance thing with the pickup service? Obviously not going to go too far to pick people up and bring them in.
I think if people contact our organizer Eugene, he'll give a
he'll have a chat about it.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so going back to the food and drink, who does that? Who prepares all the food?
Well, our wonderful volunteer Rosemary has what we call Rosemary's Pantry. So we have a lovely selection of snacks to buy. And as we mentioned before, linked cakes, which are always really, really popular.
So they're usually themed to the movie, if you can.
Yes, of course.
Oh, that's great. So you've got Philomena coming up on the 20th of
yes.
November, and you're having a Guinness cake for that
yes.
one.
Yes, oh, nice. Delicious.
Wonderful. Okay. So what's the programme of a typical evening? Is it just the movie?
No, I think this is what makes us special. And as I said before, more of a party than a cinema. So we try to create an immersive experience around the film even before we start. I do remember the first time I came to the community cinema, I was just blown away because it was American Beauty, and someone had gone to the trouble of creating a white picket fence and rose petals scattered around. And I thought, wow, you know, people are really putting their hearts into this. So we try and keep start with an immersive experience, link music and so on before the film even starts. We have an introduction, and then we have usually short films which connect up with the theme of the main feature. And people love the short films. They sometimes say, oh, I enjoyed the short films better than the main feature. So I do love searching out interesting short films. And if we are lucky, sometimes we get a message from a director or someone who has a connection with the short film. So for Green Book, we had a short film about Ingrid Silver, a ballerina, and she the film was about her journey from poverty in Brazil to dancing in the dance theatre in Harlem, and she gave us a little message to the people of Rust Hall, and we love that.
Yes. Do you get people coming in to talk to you?
Yes, we do. I mean, we're looking forward to Ammonite, as we will have a talk about the excavations in Rust Hall that are going on.
I didn't know.
Yes.
Oh.
So So we like to educate as well as entertain.
A lot of research goes into this then. You don't just put a movie on. There's a lot of background to it. How long does it take you to arrange a particular viewing or an evening?
Well, we're planning masses in advance. Mm-hmm. So we look at the films as soon as they come out. We look at the films and think, you know, what linked entertainment can we have with the film? What short films can we connect with them? So it starts... We're thinking way in advance just to create the best possible experience for our audience.
Do you ask your audience to join in? So, for example, if you showed James Bond, would they all turn up in their tuxedos and glamorous
evening
wear?
Well, there are some of us, and that's me included, who really enjoy dressing up. Mm. I know not everybody is into it. But I think our finest hour was Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Oh, I can't imagine. You need to show the Rocky Horror Picture Show, don't you?
Well, people need to vote for it. They want it. They need to vote for it. Yeah, I think Breakfast at Tiffany was a great... was a great film for dressing up.
Yeah.
We girls look so glamorous in our black cocktail dresses.
Well, like we take pictures. Please take photographs. We would love to see some of this.
Oh, yes, really, of course. Of course we will.
So I think we've covered everything. Is there anything you need to add and before we say goodbye? Because we're coming close to the end of the interview now.
Come along if you would love to come along on Saturday. We really want to see you, but please remember, we want everyone to be safe. So we do check NHS passes, vaccination cards as well, because, you know, we're mindful of COVID, very mindful of COVID procedures. So please come with those. But we would love to see you. This is a very unique community asset.
Mm. So if you're not vaccinated, are you able to attend?
You can have a test, a COVID test beforehand, and bring the results of that.
Okay.
But we
do
want, yes, we do. We do have masks when walking around, and we do, you know, have a look around the cinema, make sure people are safe wearing their masks whenever possible. Yes,
it's important.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So fabulous, a brochure with all the coming events.
Thank you.
It is really great. If you're not a Rustall resident and you want to come and watch one of the viewings, is that okay?
Yes, of course.
But obviously won't see these brochures, sadly, or may not. So your website. Do you have a website?
Yes, absolutely. So we're www.rustallcinema, that's one word, .club. That's www.rustallcinema.club.
Okay.
And if you want to contact Eugene, our organiser, it's eugene@rustallcinema.club.
Okay.
And if you do come along on Saturday, say that you heard about it from West Kent Radio.
That would be great. Yeah, nice to know when people are listening. Okay, thank you, Anne, so much for coming in. Fascinating. I shall come along. I'm going to come and watch. What was it? Nomadland. I really want to see that. That's
coming
up.
We're looking forward to that. So we'll be celebrating Judi Dench as well this Saturday. So our short films will be dedicated to the diva that is... Judi Dench.
Oh, she would be great if she popped in, wouldn't it, eh? So Nomadland is in January, isn't it? 15th
yes,
of January. Yeah, and
yes.
Judi, wow, fantastic. Well, good luck, Anne. I hope it goes
thank
really
you,
well for
thank
you.
Thank you, Lynn.
Keep in touch. Let us know what's going on.
Yeah, join us
happy.
Too. I would love to see you there.
Great. Do you like David Essex?
I saw him at the Palladium once in Cinderella
when
I was very small. I had to say very small.
Well, here he is, especially for you.
Oh, thank you.